Washington's Western State Hospital isn't the only state institution under federal scrutiny. The Rainier School for Developmentally Disabled Adults was put on notice last month that it needs to make significant corrections. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Rainier School sits in the shadow of Mount Rainier in East Pierce County. It's not a school in the traditional sense, but the 300 or so residents there are supposed to receive active treatment to help them become more independent. However, recent federal surveys have found that's not happening to the extent it should be. As a result, Medicaid has denied funding for new residents and put the facility on notice that it needs to step up treatment efforts. Don Klintzman is with Washington's Developmental Disabilities Administration. He says he's confident Rainier School can achieve a turnaround, much like Lakeland Village near Spokane did recently.
What you really need to do to get to compliance in this short time period is we've been doing a lot of coaching and mentoring with employees around what is aggressive active treatment. What does that look like?
Already, the feds have acknowledged good faith efforts to achieve compliance. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.